USA Radio News.
The jobs report out Friday shows a drop in the unemployment rate, but it also reveals deeper problems, especially when it comes to women. Economist Diane Swack tells CBS News we have a she session.
Women really bearing a disproportionate burden of the losses of dropping out of the labor force entirely. We've lost 4.3 million people that were in the labor force in February that are no longer there today, and many of them are women. Almost 60% of them are women.
The report released yesterday shows a net gain of almost 50,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate drops to 6.3%. The number of long-term unemployed, though, meaning those out of work for at least 6 months, is close to a record high. One of the country's largest supermarket chains enticing employees to get the COVID vaccine. Kroger announcing yesterday it's offering each of its 500,000 employees $100 to get vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
California churches can claim victory in a legal showdown. The Supreme Court ruled Friday that the state cannot ban indoor services. The state, though, can limit capacity to 25%. The variant COVID strain from the UK now found in another state, Hawaii announcing its first case of the B117 strain Friday. The variant strain now present in over 30 states. Dr. Anthony Fauci says there are steps we can take to slow it down, though.
Now is the time to do a couple of things. One, double down on the adherence to the public health measures that we talk about all the time, the uniform masking that the president has spoken about, the physical distancing, the avoiding congregate settings, particularly indoors, and the washing of hands.
Researchers announced Friday the AstraZeneca vaccine is effective against the B117 strain. Democrats taking steps to make sure they can pass the COVID relief bill without Republican support. The House and the Senate yesterday passed a budget plan that blocks Republicans from filibustering the bill. The vote in the $2 billion relief bill expected to come next month. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The final race in the House of Representatives has been decided. Jeremy Scott has more.
After a three-month legal battle, New York Supreme Court Justice Scott Del Conte ruled Friday that Republican Representative Claudia Tenney is to be certified the winner of the state's 22nd congressional district. Representative Tenney tells News Channel 9 in Syracuse she is declaring victory.
The judge has ruled that all the counties will certify and submit their certifications to the state board, and the state board will certify. And so we have been declared the winner. Though it's a narrow margin, we are the winner with the most votes. We're very excited. The privilege of being able to go back and serve in the House is very exciting.
The ruling comes as another win for Republicans, whittling down the Democratic majority to 221 to 212 seats. Representative Tenney is to be declared the winner by 109 votes over Democrat Anthony Brindisi, who unseated her in the 2018 midterms. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Amazon workers win the right to form a union. The National Labor Relations Board ruling yesterday that workers in Alabama can vote by mail to decide if they want to form a union. About 6,000 workers at a fulfillment center in Bessemer will start voting on Monday. Pro-democracy protests in Myanmar Saturday, thousands of people in the country's largest city voicing opposition to a military coup and calling for the release of civilian leaders detained since Monday, protesters chanting, "We demand democracy." Actress Jennifer Lawrence hurt on the set, the 30-year-old in Boston filming a Netflix comedy Don't Look Up, when the accident happens during a controlled explosion. According to The Hollywood Reporter, she's expected back on set Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.